from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Christopher Morel.
Oh, my.
In his first major league at bat, he goes yard.
The most exciting player in Chicago baseball right now, Christopher Morel.
You're an idiot. Well, because you're wearing Christopher Morel-style eye black on your face.
That's right.
Is this a thing now?
Every time he hits a home run, I'm coming in here and put it on. What do you think? What are these? The
Tiger Stripes?
Tiger Stripes.
For Morel, touches more people every day. Physically, it's his love language.
Swing and a drive toward right center. Back goes Robert. Back near the stands. That ball is gone. A game-winning home run for Chris Morel. Can you believe it? Listen to this crowd.
No surprise. We go to the playoff. I say today.
You just called it. You're going to the playoffs.
The perfect encapsulation of Morel, right? Big three-run homer and a little hiccup there on a throw to first base.
First pitch grounded to third, and it's misplayed by Morel.
And this is played poorly by Morel, who's not the best third baseman around defensively.
That's why he's my wife's favorite, and she's going crazy last night, and Javi used to be her favorite. Sure, there's a lot of people out there have transitioned from Javi to Morel.
I feel like he's definitely been the least lucky player on our team from an offensive standpoint.
Morel swings through that.
I am not high on Christopher Morel at all. I mean, I get too much Javi Baez from Christopher Morel in a bad way.
This kid's celebration is a joke. I don't mind saying it at all. I've never seen anything like it. I just don't get it. You're a 229 hitter in the big leagues, and you're running around like you're Barry Bonds.
The at-bats, I'm thinking like the seventh inning with Morel. There's a tying run at second. He's look like he was swinging for the late there. I don't know. What do you think about some of those?
Come on, Jesse. That's a bad take. What? That's a bad take. He's swinging for the lake. That's a bad take. It's a bad take.
Guys, it's official. The Cubs announcing moments ago that they've acquired third baseman Isak Paredes from Tampa Bay for Christopher Morel.
If loving Christopher Morel is wrong, then I don't want to be right.
And now it's all over.
One, two, three,
and here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Welcome in to Parkins and Spiegel on a Monday afternoon. Danny is off today. It is me, Spiegs, and that man hanging around doing a double is Dan Bernstein. And that was a Goodfellas treatment for Christopher Morel from our guy Chris Tannehill. Tanny is here. Shane is here. We are, of course, broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. A lot going on today.
Is Danny Bernstein, Jr.
That's him. The Jr. is here. And we are going to be giving away VIP section tickets for the August 6th Hard Knocks premiere over at The Wall in Gurnee. That place is awesome. We will be giving away tickets to that thing a couple of different times during the course of today. We also have Illinois Lottery prize packs to get out to you. Looking forward to giving that away. There's a lot that's going on. Willie Harris is on the show today. Mark Grody's on the show a little bit later on. But there's a Goodfellas for Christopher Morel. And as mentioned inside that, my wife's favorite Cub. A lot of people's favorite Cub.
And real quick, Speaks, how do they win those tickets today?
Oh, how do they win those tickets? I'm so glad you asked. I'm so glad you asked. I'm so glad we talked about it. The sixth caller later to the Illinois Lottery, to the Scores Context line at 312-540-0670.
Is that different than the contest line?
It is. It's the Illinois Lottery contest line. No. So that's when...
Is it context line?
Uh-huh. Sixth caller later on to that line will win when we may when we play this sound effect for you. Uh-huh. And how about for the wall? Are we doing things for the wall? We got a sound effect for the wall as well? We do?
Hard knocks.
Well, yeah, it's that. When Matt Eberflus says hard knocks.
Hard knocks.
That's when you get to call and you can win tickets to the VIP section for the August 6th Hard Knocks premiere at Marcus Theater's The Wall in Gurnee. Have you seen this place yet that we're going to?
The no. Wall?
It's a movie theater that they have now turned into an unbelievable sports bar where you get like the big comfy recliners and the service where they'll bring you all the beers and they'll bring you the food.
It
and
sounds
such.
Like a sports book almost.
Yeah, exactly. That it showcases the biggest sporting events on big screens, bringing you the energy of being at the stadium, Dan, while letting you enjoy the MVP comforts of a Marcus Theater. So be listening as cool. We give that stuff away for a VIP package to the Tuesday, August 6th show that we'll be doing there from 2 to 6 p.m. And then you can hang around for the Hard Knocks show as well.
I also think
well.
Marcus Theater might also end up on the Bears practice squad.
He could.
Because it's usually a numbers game, especially depending on the way they make their special teams decisions.
They have a cornerback named Reddy who made two interceptions over the weekend.
The Zach Bowman Award winner already.
We got a guy. We wow, got a guy. Okay. So look.
You guys doing Ken Mastrolli Award again this year?
I don't. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Ray says yes.
Okay, Ray. Hey, it's Ray. Done. Hi. How you doing? Are they treating you okay back there? Because you tell
the
me.
No.
You tell me if they're not. You seriously tell me because sometimes they can
what
mistreat
would, what
people.
What would you do?
I would write.
You throw a matzah at us or something.
Whoa! Wow.
Don't say Jew holiday.
Jewish.
Wow. Okay. I'll write a sternly worded. You'll receive a sternly worded letter from my attorneys.
Damn it. Again? I haven't heard from an attorney in so long.
Again, yeah, that's what you will receive.
It could be time. Over the weekend, Bernsey, I was thrilled. I was thrilled to hear about the Caleb Williams involvement in a scrimmage scrap. It makes me happy to know that he was getting out there and defending his offensive guys to a defensive guy, a chatterbox in DeMarcus Walker, an energy guy who's getting into it with Gerald Everett, and Caleb getting out there and getting into it, meatball-y as it may seem, and I don't know where you are, a noted Bears meatball, who often intellectualizes other things, but let me say, as meatball-y as it
no,
may
okay.
be...
it's okay, I love being reduced to yes. a sports radio stereotype.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very yes. much. I'm here all afternoon, but... I love...
You know where that line is from, right?
What's that? Being reduced to a sports radio stereotype?
No, it's great. I enjoy being reduced to a cultural stereotype.
Annie Hall?
Yes! All Carol right. Kane as Alison Porchnick.
That's okay. a fun movie.
Yeah, yes. thank you. Daniel Norris yes. loves that movie.
Well done.
But, like, so they're getting into it, and Caleb gets out there, and he shoves DeMarcus Walker, and I freaking love that, because... That stuff matters among football men. That kind of toughness and giving a crap about your teammates and your willingness to put yourself out there, even though you're the number one guy and you're supposed to be pampered. I believe that stuff actually matters.
See, the way I look at it is another example of his political polish. And maybe this is a more cynical way to look at it.
It is.
I just think that Caleb knows that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, that's
and whether or not he's actually mad at DeMarcus Walker, he knows his role, and especially reading the Dan Wiederer stuff and the awareness that he has. Like there is, he's amazingly conscious of his presence relative to teammates, his presence relative to fans. There's a level of polish that is well honed,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think he's really mad at anybody. I think he knows that's what you do.
That's what quarterbacks do. And I don't know how self-conscious it is. I'll grant that it might be polished and self-conscious, but it's good either way. Frankly, if it's polished and self-conscious, fine. If it's natural and just like, oh, come on, man. And these are my guys and I'm the leader and I got to show you that I give a crap and I got your back. I'm cool with that, too. And the teammates' reaction was delightful. DeMarcus Walker saying, "It's good, man." Obviously, he doesn't want to see his OGs, his offensive guards, going at it. But, I mean, it gets raspy out there. It gets rowdy. I'm proud of Caleb for how he's been holding himself. He's continually just like honing his craft every single day. It's DeMarcus Walker.
Well, part of it, remember, he's not competing for the job.
No, it's his.
The fact that they understood as part of their incredibly detailed aforethought in their process here, that the decision was to give him this job. And part of it is inviting a response like this, of telling him, it's yours.
Yeah.
So he knows there is no trepidation. If there's, and maybe that's in the calculation of not, as we discussed with Dan Wiederer earlier on the score, bringing in Ryan Griffin as an assistant rather than bringing in their grizzled old lifer backup.
Yeah.
Who's there behind him waiting to take a couple of reps behind him.
No.
Without that, he's this is part of ownership, and this is part of him establishing, I'm going to be the quarterback in all that it entails, not just a guy in camp taking my turn running plays.
Mm-hmm.
This is my team, my offense, my guys.
I like the composition of the quarterback room in terms of that enabling and that enhancing. Like, I'm cool with Tyson Bagent getting you through a few games here or there as need be. And the fact that he is thoroughly willing to just be what he is, just happy as a clam to be in there as a backup and have an NFL life.
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
such a goofball.
Grinding his absolute face off.
That's him, yeah, over the weekend.
I would like him to also be better at quarterbacking.
Well, he can. He's not bad. He's not bad at quarterbacking. Nah, man. I think you found it too. That's why I threw a QB2 party. He's totally serviceable.
I found an eventual two. He was a shaky two on a bad team. I would like him to be a reliable two on a good team, and that is, as Matt Eberflus would say, leveling up.
Yeah, but I'm
not saying he can't.
I would put money on him being able to do that with his second year now, going in and having better teammates and knowing full well what the role is and living it and embodying it.
I hope that, but it's just like I hope Caleb Williams is good.
Yeah, Ryan Bates after the scrap said, "That's my quarterback." I love that. I love that mentality. He's got to be smarter though, because we can't have that. God forbid anything happens. But I love when he stepped in there and got in the middle of it. That's who he is. He wants to compete. You know, these guys knowing that is just, and that's the kind of stuff that can get me going during a Bears camp, to know that that stuff's coming. Did you guys play this at all? Did you listen to the Flus when he talked about how it's kind of a call to action? This is regarding Nate Davis, but it's really regarding kind of everybody. I want to get to this with you a little bit later on. So we'll get to the Flus talking about that, and we'll get to some Montez Sweat stuff. Brad Biggs talking about the Bears from earlier today.
I'm enthusiastic.
See? Bonnie co-opting me, baby. Let's go. Hey, Shane, do I need to redo any of those reads here?
No. It's a lot to throw you into. I understand that. You missed 2 days last week. I understand that. You're just getting back into the swing of things. So by the end of the show, we will have it locked in.
Okay. By the way, tune in tomorrow from 5:30 to 10 a.m. as Mully and Hall will be doing their show live from Bears training camp at Hallis Hall.
Shane, I know you're used to looking at the other host and making faces to commiserate. No. You don't do that with me.
I'm not doing that with you.
Yeah,
I'm literally just making it. You were looking at me first.
You were looking at me like, "Can you believe this guy Spiegel is
you verify this? Accusation? Does Shane do that to you when he speaks?
We do not feel that way about Spiegel, Dan.
Okay. I don't know, but Bernsey is nailing it. You usually look at me as we commiserate about Danny.
Okay. My kids do this. this is seriously something our kids do. Ugh, mom is being mom again. Would you tell dad to stop being?
God.
He's doing the thing again.
This is what my wife and child do about me. It's awful to say.
I get that, but these are your coworkers, not your enemies like your actual family.
By the way, training camp coverage is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Look, all my ducks are going to be completely in a row, just thoroughly aligned in a delightful symmetry of the ducks swimming all everywhere together. They're going to get out of the water at the same time. They're going to march everywhere together.
I had all the ducks aligned.
Yes, they're all going to be
those ducks alive.
You're doing really good.
Thanks, buddy.
Dan, sorry about the matzo thing. You didn't deserve that.
Do you remember
as a people?
But I see what I was picturing. Did you ever? You're not old enough. The show Fridays that launched the careers of Larry David and Michael Richards and all that. Do you
it
remember?
Was ABC's take on Saturday Night Live. You know what they did? They put it on a Friday instead.
You remember the sketch that Larry David?
We can talk about the sketch later. Break now. No, we don't do this on afternoons. We break on time. Go ahead and break. Canny just hit the break.
Talk to me about it at a break. I'll be very interested.
It'll be more interesting during the break. Trust me.
Yeah, it's even more interesting than that. They put Willie Harris on a plane and he's going to join us next on 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And now you're listening to Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Yep. The reported Christopher Morrell, part of the trade that's going back to the Rays in the Paredes deal.
Well, those hugs are kind of confirming it, aren't they?
Yep. And you're talking about top-notch personality in person and still a ton of talent, and he's young.
Yeah, you got to give up something to get something. Cubs getting back a lot of talent, a lot of power. And the youth still there. Let me make
you give me. They call it Hug Watch. And it's tough to see when a guy who's as beloved as Christopher Morrell is, clearly by his teammates and the organization and a lot of fans, has to go on his way in the middle of a game. Our friend, a friend of the show, Willie Harris, the third base coach of the Chicago Cubs, joins Parkins and Spiegel right now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. You can download the Circa Sports app today. Willie, you're on with me, Matt Spiegel, and him, Dan Bernstein. How are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
We're good, man. So what was that like yesterday? Morrell coming back into the dugout to say goodbye to everybody. Must have been intense.
Oh, man, it was, speaking for myself, it was a little bittersweet. Hate to see him go, but also understand and happy for him to go. It was both for me. Definitely going to miss the kid, but it's also, like I told him, man, this is a great opportunity for you. It's a fresh start to go and be who you are. And like I was listening to pregame just now on your show, what a person, man. Always happy, treats everyone the same, no matter who you are, what position you play, how much money you make. It doesn't matter to him. He's the same guy. Great personality. He's a better person than he is a player. And I'm just looking forward to seeing him go and, you know, prolong his career down in Tampa and do well.
Yeah, you can see that kind of personality from him as he would, like, greet umpires and greet opposing players, greet the catcher and have hugs for everybody and all of that. What do you, why do you think this is a good opportunity? Why are you happy for him to get to go to a fresh start?
I mean, you should be happy for anyone who, when a major league team wants you, you know, when these teams are making all these trades, it can be a bad thing and a good thing too. Like, okay, this team doesn't want you anymore, but this team does. These teams are going to do what's best for the organization, and I think that's what we did as an organization. I think that's what the Rays did, and they have a really good player coming to them. We have a really good player coming to us. I mean, you have to give up some things to get some things, and just for him to go and get some new insights on the game, some outside opinions on whatever it is, whatever, fielding ground balls, throwing, hitting, whatever those opinions are, the talent is there for him, and he just needs to go out there and be himself. He'll be fine.
When you think about the trade deadline in your career, you've been with multiple teams at multiple levels. Any other memories that stand out? If somebody said, what do you remember about this day throughout your career?
I've been traded. I mean, it's part of the game. You know, it's one of a couple of things that's going to happen to you. You're going to get traded. You're going to get released. You're going to get fired, or you're going to retire. At some point, your time is going to come where you're done playing this game. So you enjoy the one sweet moment that you get. You be grateful for that moment that you get to play this game, and you take everything in. You remember the relationships. You remember the really good days that you had. And it's hard, man. This game's hard. And to see Morrell go was hard. It was hard for me. It wasn't just hard for him. It was hard for a bunch of other staff members. But we understand because we've been around a little bit longer. You got to keep in mind, Morrell's only 25 years old. He hasn't really had to make any tough decisions about life yet. So you think about all of those things, especially about the people you care about.
You know, I wonder if we, as we would like to look at him at the plate, if we were fair enough with what he was being asked to do. Because sometimes you'd see, man, that guy is swinging hard. He's swinging.
Who doesn't?
Right. Well, I think maybe they just wanted him to do that all the time.
That's what everybody's supposed to do all the time.
Was he? Well, but not everybody necessarily, because some people have a different skill set. Like, to your knowledge, was he ever asked to shorten up and go the other way? I don't even know if that was something he was ever asked to do, Willie.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. You know, everyone has their thoughts on hitting. But, you know, with the way the game is right now, it's all about OPS and slugging, right? That's how you make money. That's how you get paid. So I'm pretty sure, you know, being 25 years old with the power potential that he has, he's very aggressive. He's a free swinger, and he's going to run into some, and he's going to strike out a lot. You got to be able to accept that. You can't take away his aggressiveness at the plate and tell him to hit a ground ball to second base, because that's not who he is. You got to let these guys go out and be who they are. And like I just heard one of you guys say, everyone has different skill sets. Like, you take a Nico.
Yeah.
Nico's skill set isn't the same as Morrell's. So, I mean, and Nico's been around a little bit longer and understands situations a lot better. But, you know, Morrell will get to that point eventually where he learns how to drive that ball to right field and, you know, move a runner from second with a line drive to right field. But he's not there yet. I think it'll be there once he gets older and understands who he is as a hitter.
I know that there's also the feelings to deal with in the dugout and with the team writ large, not just the player who is being traded. And as the buzz was starting to increase about the deal, we learned that this wasn't just a prospect sell-off, that there's a young all-star regular third baseman coming back. So once it's settled in, how did the dugout react? How did the team react? Say, hey, look, Isaac Paredes is coming. This is a big deal.
And that's something to be excited about, right? I mean, this guy hit 31 home runs last year to help the Rays. He's got 16 so far this year. He's a great talent. We know he can hit. It's something to be excited about, and it's something to be excited about for both sides. You know, we got a really good all-star coming in here, and Morrell's going down there who has 30 home run potential. So, I mean, being here in this clubhouse, I'm excited to get Paredes, and I'm also excited to see Morrell go and get a fresh start.
So, Willie, you got to step up in terms of energy and emotion. Now, in the absence of Morrell, what else can you do? Can you rip your shirt off every once in a while? Like, what are the options, sir?
No, man, I rip my shirt off to get in the shower, and I'm a little chubby, so I'm going to leave my shirt on. Morrell's kind of jacked, you know?
Oh, yeah. My wife, very sad to see Morrell go. Very sad.
That's funny.
That's her favorite dude, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of people's favorite dude, bro. Yeah. She's not the only one.
I believe it. No, it's an interesting week because, like, Jed speaks and says, you know, we're going to be buying only with an eye towards the big picture. Then these trades happen. Has anything changed for you guys on the day-to-day? Like, do you feel like you're not in it for this year, or are you still going just like you were even a week ago?
We're still going here in this clubhouse, man. I mean, anything can happen. We have what, 54 55 games left or so. We can go on a hot streak and be right back in the middle of things. We let our front office deal with those tough decisions and let those guys make those decisions, and we do what we have to do inside the clubhouse and on the field and pre-work meetings and everything like that. But, yeah, we're still locked in down here. no matter what the standings say, we're going to continue to do our work, continue to encourage our guys to go out and play to the best of their ability.
So your former teammate, A.J. Pierzynski, has found himself in the middle of the rumor mill right now, though he is denying any interest in the White Sox manager's job. Bob Nightingale of USA Today, pretty clued in when it comes to the way the people who run the White Sox might be thinking. And he said A.J. would be under legitimate consideration to be a manager. What do you think first if I say the guy that you knew, A.J. Pierzynski, managing a major league team?
I think he could do it. He definitely has all the attributes to be a really good manager. He will challenge his players. He will hold them accountable. Not saying that the one that they have there, Grafal, is not doing those things, but me having a relationship and knowing A.J., I know those things will happen. I think with help from the front office, you know, being out of the game for as long as he has, and with the way the analytics is now, it'll be very important to get the right people around him. But I really do think he could pull that off, no doubt in my mind.
Is he likable enough? Like, he'd be good at holding people accountable. We know that, but like, you got to be likable too as a manager, right?
I think if you're around your players and you build those relationships, guys are gonna like you. I mean, if people on the other side don't like you, who cares? It's all about you doing what's best for your team and what's best for your players. Whatever that outside noise is, that's exactly what it is. It's just outside noise.
All right, Willie, you're a good man. Thanks for answering the call, and keep that shirt on. You're probably right.
And I wanted to, Willie, I wanted to know this one question. I don't know. I know most of you professional athletes are multi-sport guys at various points in your life. Did you ever compete in any of these summer Olympic sports? Like, if you had to say which Olympic sport you would be closest to viable in at your peak, what would it be?
Neither one of them.
Nothing. No track and field.
No, man. Neither one of them. I'm a baseball man at heart.
All right, Willie. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. You're welcome.
All right. Thanks. We'll see you. That's Willie Harris, third base coach for the Chicago Cubs.
I tried. I thought maybe he's like, yeah, javelin.
Yeah, I wouldn't have seen javelin. I mean, he was a very fast individual. That,
right. Like a hurdles.
Yeah.
Something
like that. I trampoline for me. That's if I had to compete in one right now. Which was, you know, if I had to...
I don't mean right now, like at your peak.
No, I'm talking about right now.
Because you were a tennis player.
Yeah,
right?
I was.
Because you have that.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe tennis. Maybe ping pong if I had, like, really focused.
Have you seen that, by the way? I don't care how much you focus. No way.
No,
trampoline! Trampoline!
I think trampoline right now, as currently constructed, my body on the trampoline would be...
Get out the way!
That would be... That would be my best chance.
What are you doing, Dragic?
That would be my best chance.
Speaks, we did the segment when you were gone last week.
You did it, right?
So we did it like a 45. It was a couple minutes. Good. And we didn't relay yours. We're going to wait for you to do it this week. But
okay.
Did you hear what Danny offered up as his?
No.
What would you guess?
That Danny thought he could compete at, like, right now?
No, he said he needs 6 months of training.
Golf.
And he could be an Olympic person at this sport. You say golf. Dan, what do you think?
Badminton.
That's what he said. He said badminton.
Oh, yeah, he's got no shot.
I watched badminton yesterday.
Dude!
Danny cannot play badminton.
No, that's crazy. A different
sport. I did, when we did like the badminton part of gym class, and it was like, oh, badminton, we got to do this.
It's fun,
it's
dude.
So much fun.
I love badminton.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's great.
I love badminton.
But I'm telling you, trampoline, I would get a lot of inertia going.
Well, that's not the bit, though.
What?
You're not graded on inertia.
You're not?
Like how far you fly off the trampoline.
Would I get graded on how low the trampoline goes?
It stopped.
I have dreams of how that might work. Oh, God.
We were talking about it today. I actually have an archery medal.
You do?
I did. I have an archery medal. I was pretty good at it when I was...
Congratulations.
That's big.
And took the silver at Club Med in Ixtapa, Mexico, in the archery tournament.
What'd you get gold in then? Being a virgin? Was that what it was? Is that next to your archery medal?
I was only entered in one event. Actually, we took second in basketball. We did take second in basketball, but we...
Virginity has more than one event, if I remember correctly.
You do it just the one time. You get rid of it.
Yeah, well, it's true, but there's different levels of it. There's trials. There's Olympic trials. But,
wait a second. Aren't there people who are born-again virgins who find the Lord?
Studs.
And then
Yes. I forgot when Studs
had a very troubled past.
All right, yep. Look, I thought it was interesting from Willie Harris on his former teammate. I want to talk about this with you. Is this the same old White Sox bad idea, or is it maybe a good idea? I want to talk about this with you, and we'll hear from the man involved along the way as well. Lots of good stuff coming on Parkinson and Spiegel with Bernsey sitting in trampoline on 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.